Harvard Medical School is looking for cancer patients who have beaten overwhelming odds. It's rolling out a project that aims to gather masses of data on patients who've responded mysteriously well, even uniquely well, to cancer treatments that have not helped others. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports that researchers want to create a national registry for so-called exceptional responders and find patterns that can explain what went so right.
Carol Martin is 67 and has advanced inoperable pancreatic cancer.
I have squamous carcinoma, which means, according to my doctors, ordinarily the diagnosis to death is usually 2 months. This June is 2 years out from my diagnosis.
Not only is Carol Martin back at work as a Harvard Research Administrator, she also finished this year's rainy Boston Marathon.
We had headwinds, we had crosswinds, they had water running on the street, they had people dropping out like flies, and I was able to do it.
She speed walked the course and reached the finish line in 7.5 hours. Clearly, Carol Martin is no ordinary pancreatic cancer patient. But what is the key to her medical superpowers? That's the type of mystery the network of enigmatic exceptional responders will be trying to solve.
It is so amazing. It is so different, so outlying from any other clinical experience. So we know there's something there, but what is it?
The project's co-founder, Harvard Medical School's Dr. Zach Kohani, says there are plenty of hypotheses.
There are theories around your genome. There's theories around how your immune system is reacting. It could be your diet, your exercise pattern. It could be any combination thereof. It's hard to know.
So the idea behind the new network is look at everything you can. That begins with deep analysis of the patient's DNA and the tumor DNA and other biological features, proteins, metabolism, gut microbes. Then add medical records and lifestyle, including attitudes, religion, environment, even social media feeds. Dr. George Daly, the dean of Harvard Med School, says this big a data crunch has only recently become possible.
We can sequence the DNA of not just an individual, but of 100,000 cells within a tumor. And that gives us an enormous advance in the concentration of data. There are many other analytics that today are sophisticated, 5 years ago weren't.
This new network is the first attempt to create a national registry of exceptional responders across cancer types. And it's the first to reach out directly to patients and to offer them control of their own data so they can download it and share it with other researchers if they want. Which patients are accepted to the project will vary, Kohani says, depending on the cancer.
If it's 10 years out from your breast cancer diagnosis and you're doing fine, thank God you're not that unusual. If you're 10 years out from a metastatic lung cancer and you're alive, you are a miracle. And so the statistics have to be done per cancer, per treatment.
The network is also a first in that it's inviting pharmaceutical companies into one arm of the project. The pharma giant Takeda has already joined, adding $1 million to the Harvard budget. Until now, exceptional responders got little attention from pharma because they were anomalies. A drug trial fails if it only gets one good response.
It is time to look at the math a little bit differently and say that, you know, back in the day, an outlier was just an outlier.
Network co-founder Eric Paraxlis.
But, you know, something is going on, right? There's some reason they got better. Now, we may or may not be smart enough to figure it out, but we're not going to know unless we look.
Dr. Vinay Prasad, an oncologist at the Oregon Health and Science University and a prominent skeptic among cancer specialists, says the unluckiest patients need studying as well.
I think it's important to learn in science from extremes, and I think that's what they're trying to do. So I encourage them to do that, but I think you should look at both extremes, the people who we don't do a good enough job for. And I'll tell you, as an oncologist, I think they're very easily forgotten.
Even focusing on just the best responses, no one expects this to be simple. Take Carol Martin and her pancreatic cancer. She thinks one key element for her was her cutting-edge treatment protocol, including a new chemotherapy. But she cites other possible factors. She meditates, she gets massages and lots of exercise, and loves connecting people. She hopes the new network can turn up specific insights that could help others.
I think I'm alive to do this thing, to help people in this way that I'm uniquely positioned to be able to do.
Now that official enrollment is beginning, Dr. Zach Kohane hopes a few hundred exceptional patients will soon join the network, and that their data will lead to new insights into what made them so exceptional within a couple of years. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.